Well, hello there. My name is Susan Hamilton, and you're watching Offbeat Business TV, or you're listening to the OBBM Network podcast. I'm here with Doreen Milano today, host of Big Ideas Small Business with Doreen Milano.
Thank you for having me, Susan. I'm so excited to be here today.
Welcome to Offbeat Business TV and the OBBM Network podcast. CEO and host Susan Hamilton shares vital insight from local DFW leaders on successful life and business. Focused squarely on local family business, it's time for our nation to rise, and we'll do it through a vibrant local business sector that stands up for life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Ready to meet your advocates? Here's your host.
Doreen, we've been talking now for several months,
Yes. And
I am learning some of the most amazing things from you. I love your perspective about business because of where you've come from.
Mm-hmm.
One of the things that I really love about this position is I get to honor experience. And I think it's wise to pay attention to the people in the community that have actually experienced success in these areas.
Yes.
And really have our ears open like we never have before. You know, Doreen, before the pandemic ever struck, employment was the number one problem for local family business and a lot of corporations, from what you said.
Yes, it's a problem all the way around. I mean, having the right person doing the right job is important. And it's not just about the tasks involved in the job. It's about the attitude. It's about the engagement. It's about how to keep people really involved in your business and what they are doing.
Yeah, there's a huge percentage of people in your workforce that are actively disengaged.
Yeah, well, how does that happen?
I bet you know, and I bet we're going to talk about it here today because I think that's really, really vital. The local family business has a lot of significant challenges. We know who we're talking to here on the OBBM network. That 80 to 85% of American micro to small business that tend to be family-owned businesses.
Absolutely.
Of nine employees or less. Well, that's a significant portion of American commerce. And if employment is the number one problem before, because of things like criminal justice, because of things like just the attention, right? And as you speak to so well, leadership and management and what those roles are, I think somewhere along the line, there's a large group there that has lost vision.
Well, I think that's one of the pieces that they've lost vision. I think When I talk to a lot of small and micro businesses, they don't even have a business plan.
I hear that a lot also.
They had an idea. They loved their own idea, and they went out and created it.
But that's the American dream, isn't it?
Yeah, but at some point, you have to knuckle down and really develop the business plan, understand where you're going to go, understand that there needs to be a vision to, for some period of time, understand how you're going to get out of the business before you really get entrenched in the business.
Oh, that's tricky. That's tricky. But there is a difference in mindset between making the pies and making money off of the pies. Off of the pies.
That's right.
Right? And it can't be the same thing because
no,
you can work yourself into death. As a matter of fact, I remember that with my first company, and I bet you've been exposed to several companies that have done that. You've got some other interesting experience. You're known throughout the United States of America for several different corporations, turning them around.
Yes.
When they're starting to have significant problems and it's hurting them to huge dollar figures, they call Doreen Milano. Why is that?
Because I'm not stuck in their process. My focus is the solution. My focus is seeing the whole picture, not that little slice that is the pain point. So when you're focused on the pain point, all you see is the pain point. And, you know, I got a phone call. I was working for a corporation and I had the CFO call me. And this is a multi-billion dollar corporation. And he said, there's a line item on the financial statement that is over $1 million a year. I said, okay. And he goes, I want you to fix it.
Oh, is that all?
I go, okay, fine. I'll do that.
All right.
So what does fix it mean? Fix it means you have to really understand what the problem is. Why is that number showing up? What are we doing that creates that number? Can we do something different?
Well, that seems to be what you're able to show them. And I thought that's what that's such a vital part of what I want to make sure we cover here today, is you found it has a lot to do with the culture of the company. Now, that language can be, it can seem overblown, but in fact, that's it. That is it. If we are not, if we don't have an engaged workforce, if we are dealing with employment being such a huge problem now and now.
Sometimes it's attitudes.
Yeah, it's attitudes. It's
and
vision.
So everybody knew how to fix the problem. Nobody was doing it because they got told no. And I said, okay, so how are we asking?
Okay.
And who are we asking?
Well, go on.
So
who are we asking? Who should we be asking?
So I called the person that said, Doreen, fix it. And I said, you've got all the requisitions to fix the problem. You guys haven't chosen to fix it. Why not? And he goes, what do you mean? And I said, well, you've got all the equipment that's sitting here idle. If that equipment was actually hooked up, working on the network, the problem would have gone away. And he said, well, what do we have to do to do that? And I said, well, we have to reinvest in the infrastructure of the building so that we can hook up all these machines to do what they need to do so that your dollar figure on your financial statement will go down to zero. And he goes, okay, so how much do we have to invest? And I said, well, the bid I have here and the bid that you have in your office is for $250,000. That is not with your recommended supplier. So you figure it out and get back to me and tell me what we have to do next.
You know, so he just had to be able to see that the solution was right there. And
in
so
front of
often
him.
That is the case. The solution is right in front of us if we challenge ourselves to look a little bit differently at
right.
what it is we're looking at.
But nobody was willing to challenge corporate.
Oh, interesting. Yeah.
It's an attitude thing. So if they're not willing to challenge corporate, they're not willing to challenge the ideas and the attitudes and say, you know what? We've done what we can do. You've got it sitting on your desk. You put the rubber stamp on it, we'll get it done.
But that can play into local family business in the same way. It's not
Absolutely.
Limited to what's going on in
no,
the corporate
it
world.
No, it is not.
So what do we need to do to foster better communication in our smaller companies so that we can deal with these challenges head on?
Asking more questions. I didn't figure out what the problem was by sitting at my desk and going through reports.
Oh, it wasn't more input. It wasn't more data
no.
that you needed.
It was me getting off my duff and going asking everybody what would solve the problem.
Excellent.
When they told me what would solve the problem, I said, so what did you do about it? They told me exactly what they did about it. They gave me a copy of the report that they sent. So now that I know how far that went, I was able to push the button of the person that had it so that we could get movement. But the point of the matter is, if we're in small business and we're not asking questions of our employees, we're not asking them what they need from us. We're only telling them what we want them to do. We're not creating that engagement that allows that employee to start visioning their opportunity at my small business to be a launching pad for whatever it is that they want to do in the future.
That's so that speaks volumes to me. So important, so relevant, because this workforce, as we know, there's so many different levels that we need to consider.
Absolutely.
Of people's capacity when they come in and where they're going. And I know at the OBBM network, at the end of the day, it takes manpower to get it done.
Mm-hmm.
And it takes an engaged manpower. It's not any good for any of us. And I don't think anybody here wants to build a company where we have a bunch of robots and automatons.
No.
That doesn't mean you won't have a position in your company
but
that needs
certain,
an entry level of
there
skill.
There are certain personality types that can only deal with robots and automatons.
From a management side.
From a management and leadership side.
Yeah.
Well, that's really a management side. That's not a leader that's doing that.
I would think.
But
right.
If that's the owner and that's their personality type, then the solution for that is to have them hire somebody that can manage that business and have them step away.
You know, you bring up a good point when we talk about management and leadership. You noticed a difference between, not every manager is necessarily a leader.
No.
And not every
but
leader.
But there's skills that they can learn to get them to a more leadership-like persona.
Right. It's not the end of the world.
No, it's
we
not.
We can go, but it's going to take some leader in the company.
Right.
Hey, that might be me. It might be you. Right?
It might be somebody that you have to hire in.
Might be somebody we have to hire in.
Okay.
But somebody's got to play that role and be able to execute some vision.
I want you to think about this for a second.
All right.
If you have a startup, and the startup is growing and it's doing great, and you get a VC in and you're doing wonderfully and you're working hard and you're the founder of the company, there is going to come very quickly a point in time where you are put on the back burner and they hire a new CEO. And there is a point in that.
That's important.
That's really important. It's about leadership at a different level. You are a great CEO for a startup. You're not going to be the CEO for the multi-million dollar company.
Excellent, excellent, excellent point. Wow, okay. We've got to shift the way we're thinking about our businesses. We've really got to look at it.
If
so
we're afraid and we're holding everything close to the vest, a lot of times we're the person that is stopping the growth of the company.
Oh no, we could be our own bottleneck.
We can be our own bottleneck. Or your right-hand person can be the bottleneck because there's only so much that they can handle and you're moving and growing faster and they're not able to handle more. So they put the brakes on the growth.
We've noticed that here. We've noticed that at the OBBM Network. The content is important, but how do you manage that, right? And
right.
You're going to have, okay, how many people, what's your critical mass? And when you're going into anything, before you know it, as you're building this thing that's going to be this beautiful way that you make money off of your pie, you're going to have to encourage all of those departments to
yes.
work. They're all going to have to grow, and everybody thinks different. And doggone it, Doreen, people don't all think the same.
No, and that's why you need a business plan. Before you start,
it is.
You've got to understand
full circle.
Where you need
yes.
to bring people in, where you're going to get to that point where you're going, I can't do this anymore. You have to find a way to re-engage. And that re-engagement as the leader, as the CEO, is so vitally important.
Fabulous. Tell you what, we're going to talk more about this, and we're going to get into that business plan. We'll be right back after this message from our sponsors.
Strong business has always been the clear economic indicator. Work Suites in Allen, Texas is just one of 18 locations in DFW and Houston that support your necessary transitions with full service and affordable workspaces for upgrading or downsizing your current workload. You need to be focused on growth. Trust the office experts and helpful staff at Work Suites to take care of everything else, from dedicated phone lines and internet to furnished executive and co-working spaces. The OBBM Network has tripled our business in the short months we've been with Work Suites and encourages you to step out boldly, make the tough decisions, and get back to work your way. Your nation depends on it. The OBBM Network acknowledges that this is a pivotal time in history, and it is clear the United States of America has been undermined by many of our elected officials for some time now. We want our local business audience to stand strong in the face of what we now understand and to be empowered to grow our businesses on the local level beyond the limitations that have been imposed upon us. We believe it is in our national interest to inspire our communities through strong economic development and, additionally, to hold our elected officials accountable for accurate representation of we the people. For that reason, we encourage you to go to WeStandForFreedom.com to learn about the National Write Your Congressman organization that has been the trusted communication tool for local communities for over 60 years. Learn how your representatives are voting. Understand the laws and regulations under consideration on the state and federal level before they are enacted at the county and city levels. Communicate directly with these officials and stand up for yourself, for by doing so, you will protect the communities you serve from tyrannical rule and unconstitutional reforms. The OBBM Network is the premier voice for local business, and we take that responsibility seriously. The OBBM Network has everything you need to grow and transition your business for success on popular syndicated podcast networks, Roku and other video channels, and the OBBM Network app. We work for you, local business, and we've got your back.
Introducing IV Hookup.
IV treatments have been the standard of care used for years to deliver intravenous hydration treatment to patients. Our medical director has created a safe, industry standard protocol to efficiently support your wellness through IV vitamin hydration, including options for athletic performance, mood enhancement, general wellness, and hangover recovery. IV Hookup now offers full spectrum COVID-19 testing at reasonable prices. This means we can get you and your staff tested in a quick time frame. Are you hosting a group event? We can provide a customized package for IV treatment and COVID testing as well. IV Hookup is everything you need to both stay healthy and approve it.
Go to ivyhookup.com to order yours, and we'll bring it right to you. That's ivyhookup.com.
Our position in the market is that we work for a customer to align them with the correct retailer for their business. We'll custom price and build a contract around your business requirements, not around the supplier's preferred way of doing things. We go and do a custom price based on your energy usage profile. And in our business, we can help any commercial business owner, regardless of the size of their company. If you're paying $100 for your electricity per month, or you're paying $1 million, we're able to help you get a better price based on who you are. Our position in the market is that we work for a customer to align them with the correct retailer for their business. Texas is very proud to have been able to shut down 9 coal-fired power plants in the last 2 years and replace that production with clean burning renewable energy. The 85% of the electricity in the grid for Texas is used on commercial. We're here to help those 85% reduce their costs as much as possible.
And we're back. You're watching Offbeat Business TV. My name is Susan Hamilton, and I'm with the fabulous Dori Milano of Big Ideas Small Business with Dori Milano.
Hi, Susan.
Okay, so we were talking about the business plan before the break, and the issue with that business plan, in my opinion, is the ability to have vision, right? Mm-hmm. And like you said, so many people don't have one.
No.
So many people don't have a plan or a direction, and in the absence of that plan and direction, wow. You're going nowhere. You are not going anywhere.
One of my clients, and he's still a client and I love him dearly, when I first started working with him, we started talking about vision. He goes, Doreen, I can't think or conceive beyond my nose right here. And I said, okay, so let's really talk about where you want this to go and what do you want it to do and so on and so forth. And he goes, I've got one focus. And he goes, I want to be able to have the option to retire at 55. I said, okay, great. So what I'm going to do for you is I'm going to hold your vision. And every time we meet, I'm going to put that vision on the table and we're going to talk about what needs to happen next. And he goes, okay. So he and I work through that, and he's now a multimillionaire. He has multiple businesses. He has created a brand new brand that he's launching at locally where he's at right now, but his vision now is to make it a national brand. Now, this is for somebody that 5-6 years ago couldn't hold a vision in front of him. It wasn't even possible.
That's wonderful that you were able to facilitate that. First of all, you've got to be able to see it. You've got to be able to see that vision. You've got to be able to write that down and know that it's a living document, right? It's not mm-hmm. this concrete piece.
No.
It's really
It changes. It morphs. And for him to be able to hold on to a vision is he had to actually create the results. And once he started creating the results, he gained the confidence. Once he had the confidence, then he goes, if I can think it, I can do it.
Ooh, the end from the beginning.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If I can think it, I can do it. And if I can do it, then there's nothing that's going to stop me.
Well, I'm loving that about Visions to Excellence. And I'm looking at your guide to vision, which is something everyone that works with Doreen gets to use. And what's fascinating about this little pamphlet here is that you might think it's empty.
Yeah, you might think that.
You might think it's empty, when in fact, there's some language on the bottom. And a lot of this is about drawing your vision, thinking it through. And you ask really insightful questions.
Creating it.
Step off the path into the future, right? Take a moment to notice what's around you. What are the colors, the feelings, sounds, and smells in the future? That's not a small thing. As a matter of fact, it's part of the approach that we have here on the OBBM network. Every time that we onboard a new host, we talk about these things because they are important to the way, because a brand isn't your logo.
No.
A brand is the way people feel about you.
But so you have to engage all of your brain to actually get excited and become invested in that vision. So if you're not engaging all of your brain, if you're not using all of your senses, the vision doesn't have the depth that will keep you going even when you hit some hard times.
So you were speaking earlier about the difference between and the definition of a leader and a manager. Now, a lot of times we think we know what that is. I think that summer, for myself, I realized that those are very different things. As I looked across the community, I thought all business owners are leaders. Why else would they do that? And I learned big time that there's a lot of businesses that just bend and they don't stand for anything, and wow, that's not leadership. Because leadership isn't asking questions about can I or should I. They're kind of going forward, going, this is how you do it, watch me. That is a leader.
So if you go to Stephen Covey, and one of his books, I think it's The 7 Habits of...
Highly Successful People?
Right. One of the passages describes leadership and management. And they're talking about being in the middle of the forest, and the manager's down there with all the workforce and keeping them hydrated, sharpening their machetes, making sure that nobody's hurting anybody, making sure that the relief crew is there. And the leader has climbed to the highest hill, climbed the tallest tree on the highest hill, and shouts down, "We're in the wrong forest."
Very good.
Okay. So it's about direction. Leadership is about direction. And direction comes directly from the goals. It comes from the culture. It comes from the core values. It comes from the vision.
And in the absence of that, we can't instill it in the crew that's so necessary to get it done. Doreen, in the last few moments here, I'm excited about what you're offering to help people get through these places. I love the focus of your show because it helps us understand that we actually can play a big role in the culture of our company. We can have an engaged employee. Yes, even today. We're going to have some vision. We're going to have to stop saying how uncertain the future is and go, wait a minute, I'm going to decide how certain my future is.
And we have to connect with the people that we work
with. The people that we work with. And you have got three ways that people can work with you right now. So, Doreen, tell our audience a little bit about what you're offering to help us get our head in the game in the few moments that we have left.
So I offer a three-hour turnaround, which is sitting with the CEO and or the management team and doing the deep dive on where you're at, where you want to be, and what's in your way. And coming up with a strategic plan to move forward.
That sounds good.
Well,
and so
if you stay stuck, you're going to stay stuck.
And surely we can carve out 3 hours, right?
You can carve out 3 hours.
But what if we need more help than that?
So there are two other programs that I have. One is the one day, which is where we take the CEO or the management team and up to 25 or 30 of the key players.
Wow.
And we do a full day of questioning and really drive that questioning to what needs to change, how we're going to change it, and what the strategic plan is going to be.
And then what if we need even more solutions? What if my management team needs help?
Then we go to the 3-day piece, which is where I go in and do one-on-one conversations with up to 25 of the key players.
Now, if somebody wants to take advantage of this, V2E.biz?
V2E.biz, yes.
V2E.biz, that stands for Visions to Excellence. Friends, you can bring out the passion for your business, not even in your own, the way you're looking at your business, the way you're looking at your future, but you can instill this in everyone that you're working with, and I guarantee you that thought is going to be bringing people close to you. It's going to attract the very kind of business that you need, the kind of business that's going to get the American economy back. Until next time, you have been watching Offbeat Business TV or listening to the OBBM Network. My name is Susan Hamilton. Stay tuned for our next episode.